Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Can I go home now?
Were you out late last night or something?
No, I'm just haven't been sleeping well.
Oh, is it because you're not going to be employed in a couple of weeks? Is that it?
Depression.
And have no future at all? Is that it?
Take gummy.
Probably.
That you have two cats to feed but no money to feed them with? Is it that?
I think that's what it is. I'm just watching them. I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be so sad when you guys die. So fun now.
Well, you can eat them. Because you won't have money for food, so you can eat the cats. So.
Yeah, I can do that.
Cat kebabs.
That'll keep me until May when you decide to come back.
Who says I'm rehiring you?
You probably wouldn't.
This is a fun way to get into texting. Twitter Mia's listening to this thing going, what the f***? Hey, Mia.
Hello, how are
you? Good. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Okay, you need our help texting. Is it your daughter's boyfriend?
It is.
What are you doing?
It's on her behalf. So she's aware and she's in on it.
Oh, she wants you to do this.
She does.
Okay, do tell, moms.
So they're 15 and 17. So, you know, very young, but, you know, approaching adulthood and making their own decision type of thing. So I didn't want to, you know, overstep, but they met during summer at their job. And she's now at a new school that he is not at. And she's really focused on volleyball. She's very good. She's very tall. She could probably get a scholarship if she works really hard type of thing. So, you know, and let me be clear. I like him, but her dad and I both agree that she really needs to focus on school and keeping her grades up. And she has all this extra time for extra lessons and everything. So that's kind of what we're trying to focus on. And she agrees, my daughter, that they should break up and that she does want to focus on that thing, but she feels weird because she's just kind of shy about that kind of thing, so she's asking us for some help.
Aww.
And when you say you're like, oh
yeah,
I'm like,
she's
all over
15
this. Okay, all right, yeah. So she's
keep
asking you to break up with her boyfriend for her.
Well, let me be clear. Like, I was the one who brought it up, and she, you know, reluctantly was like, yeah, I do understand that. I do think that should happen, but I don't feel comfortable, you know, being the one that breaks up. Like, you know, she'd rather him, like, dump her kind of thing. She just doesn't feel comfortable with being the person who hurts somebody, which is really sweet also. But she does agree that she should, you know, she wants to focus on school and stuff.
All right, let me establish this. Our opinions don't matter at all. We have been hired for a job. We're like a defense attorney that knows his client is guilty, but you're getting paid to defend this person. It's part of Americana. That's what texting tutor is also. Part of Americana.
No, it ain't.
maybe a little self-important. Come on now. I mean, she's 15 years old, yes. Is it going to be uncomfortable? Yes. Does she have to break up with a boy at some point? Yes. Why are you protecting her from these uncomfortable situations right here? I mean, she's going to have to go through it. And all she has to do now is text the breakup. She doesn't even have to do it face-to-face anymore.
I know, but you know what? I already said that I would help. I was one who kind of, you know, pushed her towards this decision. She didn't, like, come to me and was like, I'm having a hard time breaking up with him. Like, she, you know, she's just trying to be responsible and deciding that, like, yeah, that probably is the right call kind of thing. So don't tell her. She's very mature. She, you know.
Mm.
But
what this reminds me of, and I just saw this clip on social media recently from The Middle where you want your parents to kind of fall on the sword and be the bad guy for you because you don't want to be the bad guy, right? I know, like, 2 years isn't a big difference, but 15 and 17, like, there's that. I don't know why, but that feels like a big difference. And so I feel like she doesn't want to be the bad guy. You and your husband went to her and said, hey, you know, this relationship getting a little serious, and we would really like you to focus on your school and your volleyball career. She sat and looked at it and was like, you know what? I agree, but I don't want to be the bad guy. So can you hit him up and be like, hey, as her parents, we feel the need to step in at this point in her life, and we just think you two should just take a break so she can really focus on getting acclimated to her new school. and, you know, focusing on her potential volleyball future and career. And so I just kind of look at it as, you know, it would have been different if she had gone to her parents and been like, I can't say I need to break up with them and I can't do it. Will you do it for me? But this is more of a collaborative effort.
Oh, my goodness. I love you so much, but you're annoying me so much I can't even take it. Look. Your youth is for building these uncomfortable muscles right here. So the fact that mom stepped in really and said, hey, look, I'll do this for you. This should not be a comfortable situation for her daughter. This is where you learn how to do these because she is going to go through 38 breakups in her time. And it has to start sometime or you end up calling mom every single This is where it starts. This overly coddling wussification is where it starts right here.
Did you say 38? Is that like a stat?
No.
Well, think about how many times after a first date you have to say, hey, I just don't see this going anywhere. And even though it's not like a full-on breakup, you still feel like you have somebody else's heart in your hands. And you're like, I'm really sorry. It's nothing personal, except it's exactly very personal. But I'm just letting you know this isn't going anywhere. So this is the first time homegirl's going to break up with someone. But you're right. Look, it's certainly not the last.
It sucks, and it's uncomfortable, and it's nerve-wracking, and you get over it, and you do it, and you survive to the next relationship unless somebody does it for you.
This is part of a bigger conversation. I think as parents, sometimes we really are looking to like help our kids out and, you know, make life softer where we can because life is hard and it sucks. But we're talking about your daughter learning to stand up for herself. Do you want her in a relationship where she settles in the future and she can't break up with the guy because she's never had to do it before? So she gets married to someone she doesn't really love because she doesn't want to hurt their feelings. Do you want her not to be able to speak up at work and, you know, advocate for what she deserves? Do you want her not to be able to speak up in other uncomfortable situations that probably will arise in her lifetime and she can't advocate for herself or draw boundaries because she hasn't gone through the practice? And right now, at the age of 15, if she's learning to drive, like, you're going to be on the road in a 2-ton car, but you can't tell your boyfriend, hey, it's been real fun, but I'm sorry. Bert's right. This is part of the learning process, and you're the safety net right now. That's where you come into play. When she does something hard, she can cry about it into your arms, and you can tell her and guide her. But doing it for her is just a disservice to your daughter in the future, even if it feels like it's helping now.
Everything that Cassie said. And let me throw another one at you, and then we'll do whatever you want. Amber, just let me warn you about this, okay? So you end up texting the 17-year-old boyfriend, right? They are going to school at the same place, right?
They are not.
Okay. So you end up texting the boyfriend who is going to tell all of their mutual friends that my girlfriend's mom broke up with me. She now becomes a laughingstock within those circles also. You know, there's so much bullying that goes on now. I don't know if this is going to get into a bullying situation. She's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could use my mom every time I wanted to break up with someone. It'd be so great and very uncomfortable for a 50-year-old woman to text all these dudes I'm going out with. But at this point, like, I think you've got to let her do it this one time so that she feels comfortable for the next 37 times.
I'll tell you what her future is. Her future is a former co-host on this show who used to have her mom call up and call in sick for her. And that's no lie. That's not a made up story. This is your daughter's future. It starts right here. But either way.
I know.
If you want
one little breakup, you guys. It's one little. I feel like it's not that spiraled out.
Okay. No, it spirals. And I used to be a hall director for a university, and the number of freshmen whose mothers would call me at 7 p.m. on a Friday to talk about their child's mental state and ask me to hang curtains for them and all this other stuff, which I was like, no, they should know how to do that. And it's time for them to learn, because it seems like it's one thing now. Mm-hmm. And I know your heart's in the right place, but it has the potential to just snowball. And then you're the bad guy and she never learns how to be and sit in that discomfort.
Mia, let's do this. Let's take a couple of minute break here. When we come back, think about what we just said, because we've warned you in every way, shape, and form. But if you're still fired up about it, then we will do texting tutor when we come back. Just take a couple of minutes to think about it. If you come back and you go, hey, you guys were right, I'm going to bail on this thing, I'm going to put it in my daughter's hands, we will do that also, okay?
Okay.
All right, texting tutor or not, next on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
All right, Kristen, since you're the only one that endorses this awful texting tutor.
It's not awful.
Why don't you explain for those that are just tuning in the coddling and wussification of America that you are plotting?
I can't help it. I just have a huge heart. All right. So Mia has hit us up, wanted us to help her and do a texting tutor on behalf of her daughter. So she wasn't going to text as her daughter. As the mom, she was going to reach out to her daughter's boyfriend. Again, her daughter is 15. The boyfriend is 17. They met this past summer at a summer job, and things kind of got, you know, went fast and furious and that teen love haze. And her daughter has transferred to a new school, and she's getting acclimated to her new school. And she's also a star volleyball player. Mom and dad went and had a conversation saying, hey, we really think these should be your priorities and your focus this next year. And I know you really like this guy and we like him too, but we just think it's best if you guys like take a little step back. Daughter agreed with the parents, and she's like, you know what? I see your point. I think you're right, but I don't want to break up with him. Can you tell him this instead? And so moms wanted our help reaching out to the boyfriend to be like, hey, as Mia's mom, she and her father, we both agree what I just said. But Bert, Abby, and Cassie are adamant that Mia make her daughter step up, put her big girl underwear on, and text her boyfriend and tell him that they need to break up.
Okay, but we put it in her hands. Whatever you want us to do, we will do. We will either text, we won't. Whatever you want us to do, we will do here, Mia. So you've had a couple of minutes to think about it. So what would you like us to do? Text, or do you want to put this in your daughter's hands?
I honestly, you guys, after hearing you guys speak, and after I had to sit with that by myself and think about the horrors of my daughter calling the dean at her college because she can't put curtains up, scared the life out of me.
Okay.
Let me tell you. So I, at this point, I'm like, why did I even call in? I'm like, I need to go home and talk with her. And even if I guide her through texting from her phone, I feel like you guys have completely been able, I don't know how, I'm not an easily swayable person, and have swayed me into going, you know what, if this is such a downhill scenario, maybe it is better that, you know, she gets it out there. I just felt because it was my idea in the first place and that it was my responsibility, but it is her life regardless, even if it is my choice around her life. And you're right, she needs to do this on her own. So I am going to sit her down and kind of give her a few of the points that, you know, I want her to need me, but I don't want her to need me.
I need to let go.
First
of all, I'm very happy that you made this decision. I think you're saving her actually a lot of not humiliation, because I just know how kids work, and when the friends find out that mom did this, it's not going to be good. But I love the fact that you're already thinking, like, you know what, I will sit with her. You'll be the texting tutor for her. So you guys will go through this together. And I will warn you, if you have, because you haven't gone through this, this is going to be a very tough weekend. She is going to be down. She's going to be depressed. She's going to cry. You are going to be there for her every step of the way. But this is just kind of part of the process of being a parent. It sucks.
Yeah, but it's the right thing to do. And then you can say exactly what you would have, but just through the vessel of your daughter who should be doing it anyway. Yeah,
this was this kind of scenario. Here's how I'm seeing it play out. I'm catastrophizing because Abby has taught me so well.
Did you catch catastrophizing via osmosis?
I did, man.
I coughed a little too close to him. He's like, it's not COVID, it's catastrophizing.
Because it goes like this. You're going to end up in the same situation comforting her while she's crying anyway. You text the boyfriend. The boyfriend tells all of her mutual friends. She feels humiliated. She comes home from you and she's like, oh my God, all my friends are turning on me. And then she's crying and depressed and blah, 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 blah. And you're in the exact same place. This way she learns how to do it right with your help. And it's going to be a tough weekend, but she is, it's so tough to watch our kids like build this muscle when we know as parents it's going to be painful.
Mm-hmm. And here's to hoping it's going to be a very empowering process. Like, this will be an empowering exercise for her.
At some point, even but it's going to hurt.
Even though I am still team coddle.
God, you remember that first breakup as a teen? This is going to suck, man. It hurts so much because when you're that age, all you have is love and hate.
Yeah, I want to relate, but men didn't talk to me in high school, so I bet it was really hard for you guys. It must be so hard to get romantic attention. This is a good thing. Even though there's a breakup, your daughter's still, your daughter's got it going on.
You've never been broken up with or broken up with a guy.
Well, I mean, I guess, quote unquote, dumped guys, but it's always like, it never gets serious enough to where it's a breakup. It's either just like a ghost or a weird conversation.
So it's like a first, second, third date, but it's not a relationship where a guy hits you up and says, nah, this is not going to work after 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, or it's like a 3-month situationship, and then you just kind of mutually just go, oh.
Damn. Well, when your mom calls us up and she wants us to help you with your first breakup, we'll be there for her.
No, we won't be. I'm over here sitting all the times, like with the breakups, and I'm like, God, they were always in public places. Why did we do that?
In high school?
No, this wasn't in high school. I mean, this was right after post-college. Like in high school, I remember calling Jimmy Durham and breaking up with him, and I could have been nicer about it, and that wasn't lovely. And then I remember in middle school, Matt Jones asking to go out with me, and then a couple of periods later broke up with me, so it lasted like not even a couple of months. He's like, never mind, I changed my mind.
It was so weird.
Look, I know this is going to be a very old person thing to say, but you know, as we're talking about grit and we look at this generation going, I wonder if they have enough grit or not. One thing that built the grit with the older generation is you had to do all of this face to face, man, and it sucked.
And I wonder who Matt Jones met in fifth period that changed his mind.
No, man, but it really was. It was like at the beginning of the day, it was like everybody's like, oh, Kristen, he's gonna ask you to go out. And he asked me to go out, and I was like, yes. And then by the end of the day, it was like, yeah, this isn't working out for me.
Some Hussian algebra split in.
Like, what just happened? I got whiplash.
All right, Mia, prepare for a very difficult weekend, but we would love to talk to you about it on Monday. Find out how everybody's doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Please.
All right.
Good. Need the support.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Can we do a phoner of like what was the worst location for a public breakup?
Oh, that is very good.
Like, I need you to be Giuseppe's, which was actually a half-decent Italian restaurant.
It's almost like the game of Clue.
It is. So he broke up with me at Giuseppe's after the appetizers came, before the entree came, so I was crying into my spaghetti.
No.
And then the other one was Buffalo Wild Wings. I broke up with a guy at Buffalo Wild Wings in the bar. Like, we weren't even sitting at a private table. Like, we were sitting at a high top in the bar.
Right. You took him to rock bottom, both physically and emotionally.
Well, you know what? His car ran out of gas on us, and I had to sit in it while he went and got gas, so he got his deal.
He had it coming.
He had it coming, damn it.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so I'm going to say something here that you don't hear very often in this country. You ready for this? This is a very edgy statement. I don't mind jury duty. I really don't. I don't mind it.
You're crazy.
I don't mind it. I think...
Have you been on a jury, though? Have you sat?
I have, yeah.
Yeah?
It was way back in the day when I was living in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I've been on there. And then I got called a couple of years ago also. And one of the lawyers noticed me as Bert from The Bert Show and said, get out of here. So I didn't have to do that. That was a lucky break.
See, and I thought that was going to happen to me. Because when I got called for jury duty years ago, yeah. I was like, oh, of course. Yeah, they recognized me. But because of something you said, and I brought it up during questioning of the jurors, I ended up getting selected and was on a freaking jury for like 3-4 days.
Was this the Magic City thing?
Yes.
What was that all about again?
So I got called for jury duty. I'm like, surely they're not going to pick me, right? Public figure, radio, blah, 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 whatever. No. And we go and they're whittling it down for this case. And I keep advancing. And I'm like, this is not somewhere I would like to advance. Like, I would like to be my number to be dismissed so I can go home. And you get to the final round. Mm-hmm. And we're actually sitting in the jury box. And they are going one by one asking questions. And you stand up and they ask you a question. And they were like, do you know about the establishment Magic City? And I said, yes. And they're like, how do you know about it? I'm like, well, I have never been myself, but I had a friend go and he said he had an epic time.
It was one of the greatest nights of my life.
And I got selected for jury duty because it was a group of college guys that went to Magic City. They had just graduated college, Abby, and they were doing like this like road trip together, like through different major cities. And so I don't remember where they were. They started somewhere in the Northeast and then they were going to hit Atlanta. And then from Atlanta, they were going to go to New Orleans and like Nashville, Atlanta, New Orleans. And so they get to Atlanta. These three college dudes go to Magic City. They're walking to their hotel. Friend had forgot his phone. Goes back to get his phone. And somewhere along the route gets pistol whipped by by some people, like loses teeth, the whole nine yards.
It's part of the Magic City experience. You can pay for that, I think. It's an a la carte menu item.
So that's so I was on this jury for these, you know, three college kids that are post-college that just graduated. And this one of the dudes got robbed and pistol whipped. And it was like, but we turned the jury into like a little family. I organized a potluck.
Of course.
One day we all brought in food to have lunch together.
The Magic City experience she's talking about is one night, me, my friend Joel, and Trey, all of us white, and Magic City is predominantly a black strip club, right? So we thought, you know what? Let's go to Magic City, man. The wings are supposed to be amazing there. Mm-hmm. They're like world famous.
Legendary.
So let's go. So we go to Magic City. The three of us were the only white guys in the place. And we were treated so well, man. I'm getting dapped left and right. They must have thought like three accountants came off the street. And they're like, okay, they don't even know where they're at. But it was one of the greatest nights of our life, man.
Yep.
So I came in with that story. And soon after, that's when Kristen got selected.
And I couldn't share anything, right? Because everything's very hush-hush. But every day, every morning, I'm coming in and doing the show to a certain time, then hauling my butt to downtown Atlanta to get to the courthouse so I can do jury for the remaining time. And I will never, this was also the exact same time I had lost a college football bet and had to pose nude for the art class. And I did that. And one of the artists posted his renderings of me naked on Instagram. So I'm in, during our lunch break, I'm in a parking garage in downtown Atlanta sobbing because renderings of my naked body are on Instagram from this art class, freaking out, calling Tracy, calling the art teacher, like, I didn't sign up for this. I told, this was not supposed to be made public. Please ask them to take it down. That's my name. Now, granted, it's not like a photo of my naked body, but nonetheless, it was still like from where I had to pay off this bet and like pose nude in front of an art class.
God, I'm going to miss this show.
Lord
it's
have
that
mercy.
Kind of thing, that kind of thing right there.
Yeah.
So this sounds a little bit random right now because I opened it saying that I don't mind jury duty at all. In fact, I really don't. I think this is going to sound really, really strange, but I do feel like a responsibility that when you live in this country, which I think gives us a lot of freedoms, there is a price to pay for that, right? Sometimes it's taxes. You have a responsibility. Yet it's a relationship that you have with this country. So I feel like it's a duty. And you know what? That's my duty to be free in this country. What?
The word duty.
Duty. However, I wish we could do it on our own time. Like, we could pick the dates.
Yeah, like, sign up when, like, this would be a convenient day for me to do jury duty.
That's exactly kind of what I'm asking for right now, is if you are a smart person in the judicial system and can help me out here, here's where I'm going. I don't mind doing jury duty, but this show is going off the air on October 24th. And I got called for Fulton County jury duty for October 14th.
Uh-oh.
So generally what that means, Abby, is like the night before, I think this is how it used to work. You used to call a number and it would tell you if you had to be down at the courthouse or not.
Yeah.
Well, we're not that far just yet. So before that even happens, is there a way that I can get to the judge or, you okay? Bless your little heart. So tired again.
Oh my God. I yawn all the time.
God, bless your little heart.
She does do it all the time.
She does?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just more sensitive to it now.
You are. You're overthinking it. I would like to challenge you to read a book about overthinking so that when I yawn at 8 a.m. in the morning for my morning show job where I wake up at 4:45, you're not offended by my yawning.
Okay. Here's what I want to do jury duty. I just would really not be assigned to a jury right now when at that point I only have 10 days left in my career.
Because if you get assigned to like a major case and you're going to be on like this jury and you miss the end of the show? It's the Abby Show now.
All right. You guys would be in here by yourself. So I don't mind doing jury duty, but is there somebody that I can call? Is there a judge? Is there a lawyer? Is somebody in Fulton County that I can call and just go, can we just postpone this a couple of days? Like I only have 10 days left in my career, and then I'm willing to do it at all, right? With the exception of like the week after, then I'm in San Diego, and then I come back, and then I'm going to Sedona, and then I'm going to be on the Disney cruise, so, and then I'm going to New Zealand. So if, maybe in February. February sounds
good. No, we have Burt's Big Adventure.
Oh, yeah, can't do February either. March would be fantastic.
No, because you're getting married.
Oh, yeah, can't. Yeah, and then we're probably going to end up in Italy on our honeymoon. So, yeah.
So, maybe...
April's not a good time.
So, June.
So, maybe June.
June of 2026.
But honestly, like, those other things can be postponed. And I don't mind, like, not going... I mean, I would hate not going to San Diego because it would really feel like a breath of fresh air. But if I have to stay for that, I will. I just want... I would like to be here for the last 10 days of shows of the Burt Show. It seems like it would be a case that I could go to a judge with and you go, okay, I get it.
Understandable.
But who do I even go to on something like that? Hey, Becca.
I don't know.
Hey, Becca, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Burt Show. I can't believe I'm talking. I'm so excited. I've met three of you in person, and I'm so thrilled right now.
Okay. Thank you.
You can absolutely do that. So call the phone number on the sheet of paper you got in the mail, and they work with you. There's a certain amount of time that you can push it out to, and you get one, I'll say, free pass to push it out. After that, you can't do it again. I just went about a month ago, and I did that, and I pushed it from June to August. Just call the phone number today. They're very, very nice. They'll help you.
I had no idea. I figured you would just call up, yes, and they'd go, no, man, it's your civic duty. Get in here.
Nope. Just call them. They'll help you. It's one time that you're able to do that, and they're very nice, but it's a certain time frame, but you'll definitely be able to push it back past the 24th.
Like, okay, so sometime between now and 2028, I could suggest, like, any other time. You got three other years, yeah, that you can, yeah, give you.
Yeah, like 2036 probably is what they're
talking. I really appreciate you calling up and letting me know, because I was ready to go on down there, so I'll make that call today.
Please do.
And I know we've been listening to you all for so long, and I can't believe it. Congratulations. It's been incredible. And Kristen, Abby, and Bert, all of you are wonderful. My family loves you. I've met you all. You're fantastic. Thank you for being a part of our time here in Atlanta. You're incredible.
Super nice for you to say. And this is the greatest gift you could have given me as a retirement present, is telling me how to postpone your retirement. So I appreciate now is the time to call. All right, so that's good info right there.
So what's at the top of your priority list today?
As soon as we get out of here, I go home, I look at the phone number on that sheet, I give them a call, and I beg!
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Abby's friend is wondering if she's being a big old a-hole. We'll get into that in just one second. I stumbled on to a situation yesterday where I want to put everybody's mind at ease, because there's a silent uncomfortableness going on between two groups of people, I think. Do you have people that come in and clean your house?
We do.
You do. I do too. Every 2 weeks, they come on in because I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
And but, I would do a crappy job.
Yeah. But Bart is there, and he also manages the whole.
He's my man. Overlooking their... Over the shoulder going.
No, he's not. Or, like, Fatima is, like, she's incredible. And she's been, like, I mean, she's watched Jimmy grow up, and we've recommended her. Now she's doing other houses in the neighborhood. But he's just, he's one of those people that has to clean the house before the house gets cleaned.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I am not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's a nice privilege to have for sure. But yesterday I pull up and the cleaning people are still there. And they're normally gone by the time I get there. And look, I'm talked out, man. After the show, I really just want to make a beeline for my little snack and then get to my bed. And they're still in the house. So, and I've only met her one time, I think. And she seemed very, very nice. Nothing personal. I just didn't want to see anybody or talk to anybody. So there I am. Are you fighting back that yawn right there?
No.
Yes, you are. I'm starting to pick up that you only yawn when I'm talking.
No.
I'm starting to get it.
It's my nervous system telling me I need to just be a little bit more alert, because I'm so focused. I'm so locked in on what you're saying. He's so offended because we have that bun cake out in the hall. And I'm like, ooh, you know what would go really well with this? A nice cup of Joe. So he's like, yeah, go get another cup of coffee, because heaven forbid you yawn the next time I'm talking. I'm like, I yawn all the time. We get up very early. It's what's so funny is I love that after all, you're just now noticing this, because she's been doing this forever.
Has she really?
Yes. I'm a yawner, man.
Even when you talk?
Yes.
Really?
I used to be like you. I was wondering. I'm like,
do my stories suck that bad? But then I noticed she did it to other people, and I'm like, oh no, it's just an Abby thing.
Or we also.
Oh, yeah.
There's some comfort in that.
It is funny what we pick up on, because I'm like, do I yawn that much? Like, is this like the thing? Because I know we all have our things that we pick up on, and we all notice, and we all probably clock. I didn't realize yawning was one of them.
Maybe suppress them all the time.
Yeah, I've been suppressing them. I'm trying.
But it's very obvious.
Yeah, I might be a little bit more sensitive to it now, because it's difficult to do this show right now knowing that it's coming to an end in 2 weeks, right? So trying to keep the chemistry right in here is on my mind all the time. And it's not like I can go, hey, you guys, pick it up. Because I understand that we're all going through a really kind of weird time right now. So I'm not saying anything, but maybe that's why I'm more attuned to you yawning that much.
I just love that. The fact that I can tell it's making you a little bit insecure, I'm like, oh, I have a little bit of power. Next time I'm like feeling a little, I'm just going to start yawning. I'm like,
what were we talking about?
Cleaning
people.
Clean, yes.
Oh, yeah. So I get to the house yesterday and they're there and they're cleaning. And they're usually gone by the time I get there, but they're in there still doing their thing. And I stayed in the garage and I wouldn't go in the house. So they could hear the garage door go up. They saw me go into the garage and obviously I'm parked there right there. I think that they knew that I hadn't shut the garage door and just kept the car running. Nobody checked. So I'm in there and I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and I'm texting some people and I feel really uncomfortable about it because they're in the house and they must think like, come on in. What, do you not like us at all? So I post that on Instagram yesterday. And I get so many comments from both sides. I'm like, is this weird? Most people that have cleaning people go, it's not weird at all. You're just, when it happens in the middle of the day or later on in the day, you're just talked out. You want a little bit of silence. So you stay in your garage or you stay in the driveway while the cleaning people do their thing. But what I took so much comfort in is all these cleaning people hitting me up going, good, we don't want to talk to you. We don't want to see you either. Uh-huh. We want to get in your house. We want to clean and we want to get the hell out. So we don't even want to talk to you. So this is great all the way around. So for those of you that do have cleaning people, they want you in and out of the house. So don't feel guilty about sequestering yourself into the garage because they don't want to see you either. Okay? All right. So is your friend an a-hole?
Yeah. I mean, this is a discussion that really, I almost felt like I was going to have to side with the other people because this is an experience I can't relate to, you know, being in a happy relationship. So I'm going to need the partnered people in the room to really give me your opinion on whether or not you think this is a weird a-hole move that my friend's friend did at a concert the other day.
Hold on one sec.
I'm so demure about it. I cover my mouth.
Sorry.
I squeeze my lips together. I'm not trying to make a show of my yawns.
My bad. Sorry.
Y'all have got to stop talking about yawning because anytime somebody talks about it or does it around me, it makes me yawn. Just a minute ago while y'all were talking about it, I yawned four times.
I know. Now I'm like overthinking it. I'm like, do I have to yawn? No, I don't have to yawn. And that's making me yawn more. Anyway, so my friend has this friend, and I swear this is me actually talking about, it's not like a cryptic thing like my friend and it's really about me. So my friend has this friend that recently got into a relationship from one of their athletic groups. They used to hang out all the time. They played like soccer, softball, kickball, all the things. And two people in that group started to date. So I guess for the guy's birthday, her friend, the girl in this relationship, bought him some tickets to a big country concert that was here not too long ago. And my friend was like, oh my God, I also love this show. I also want to go with you guys as well. So at this specific venue, you can buy like lawn seats. So you don't get like an actual seat to go sit in. You just get like a general admission and then you go sit in the lawn. So that's the tickets that my friend's friend and her boyfriend got for his birthday. And they're very excited at this concert. They're going to go sit on the lawn. So she's like, I also want to go. So I'm going to bring a friend and we're going to get lawn seats as well. And we can all hang out and it'll be like a really fun group. So my friend tells her friend and her boyfriend about this, and her friend, the girl in the situation, goes, well, that's really like awesome and all, but when the concert starts, we're going to go sit somewhere else in the lawn because we just want it to be us two that night. It's date night. And so my friend comes to me and she's like, am I the a-hole here? Like, did I just crash their date night, or is my friend being weird for avoiding me for half the concert? You know what I mean? Like, we're going to go sit together and have a drink, and then they're just going to like move to a different part of the lawn.
So recheck this for just one second. They all went together or they just saw each other there?
No, no, no. So my friend's friend who's in this relationship bought tickets for her and her boyfriend to go see this country concert yep. in the general admission area on the lawn. My friend's like, oh my God, I also love that country artist. And my friend does too. We're also going to buy general admission tickets. Oh, hey, we're all going. So we want to, let's go all sit together. We can have a drink, hang out, sit on the lawn. Mm-hmm. And the friend that's in a relationship is like, that's all fine and dandy. We can hang out. But when the country concert starts, like we're going to another part of the lawn. We're going to it's date night for us.
Yeah. So being older and wiser now, when I was younger, I would have taken offense to that. Right. However, being in a relationship now and knowing how far and few date nights are, I wouldn't take offense to it. I wouldn't make it about me. Like, you guys can meet up and they just want to have a romantic night together for the two of them. Do I think she's an a-hole for like getting the tickets and inviting herself along? No, you were going to be there. It's a friend. You're going to catch. But also, do I think my friend's an a-hole for wanting to have a romantic night with her boyfriend? Absolutely not. Like, you both can have a good time. So, and I actually, like, I would have just sat there with everybody and just sacrificed the date night for a group hang. I'm actually kind of proud of the girl who bought the tickets for her man to have a date night for sticking up for herself mm-hmm. and creating the evening that she had wanted all along and actually saying something. And as long as she said it nicely and was like, hey, love to see you guys. Let's hang out. But when the show starts, we're going to go off. It's mm-hmm. that way we can just have some alone time. I'm not mad at anybody in this scenario.
What were you thinking? Because I have the same opinion as Krista.
Well, it's funny because I feel like I always side with the single people in these situations. And I was kind of like, how would I feel like when I feel like my date had just gotten crashed?
Yeah.
And so that was my first knee-jerk reaction. And then I brought it to my mom, who I bring all of these situations to all the time. And she always sides with the people in relationships for things that just don't make sense to me. I'm like, why are these people caring about this specific thing that's happening in their relationship? And mom's like, this is just how it is. You wouldn't understand. Because you can't date a man longer than 3 to 4 months. So this is just where you're at. But she actually sided with my single friend. She said that she actually should have been no big deal for them all to hang out. So I don't really know who's right in this situation.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.